Those things happen when you become God-dependent. That's what we're going to talk about a little today. We're still getting ready to celebrate the holiday, Independence Day. But as I say every year, all the time, we're never supposed to be independent of our Father. We're supposed to be dependent, totally dependent on Him. Totally dependent. So that no matter what happens, we know He's there. Can you just stop me here? So I want to talk this morning a little bit about being God-dependent. And it may have a little different twist to it, because I always ask Father to give me something, and I won't leave the computer until He gives me something different, something new. I want a revelation so that I can share it with you. And he told me to look up independent, so I did. Independent means not influenced or controlled by others in matters of opinion, conduct, etc. Independent means you think or act for yourself. You don't depend on anyone else. You're not subject to another's authority or jurisdiction. You're autonomous. You're free. That's what independent means. Dependent, on the other hand, means you rely on someone or something else for aid or support. You're conditioned or determined by something else. What you do is contingent on the opinions of something or someone else. And a lot of people don't like that. But we have to learn, this country broke away from Great Britain because it wanted to be independent. It wanted to be independent of the influence or control by Great Britain. They wanted to be in a place where they could think or act for themselves. So they published this document. We call it the Declaration of Independence. It laid out who they were, what they believed, and the British Empire was not too pleased with that. And they were not going to let them go quietly into the night, so the fight for independence was on. And thus we had the Revolutionary War. But there's something about that war that, even though people know it, they don't talk a lot about it. The colonists didn't win the war independently. They wanted to be independent, but they needed to be dependent on some other folks to help them. They fought bravely, they fought courageously, but they were dependent on help from France and Spain. It was the French that cut off the British Army's escape route and supply line. Spain provided funding and used the territories they owned to launch attacks against the British. Without that help, the outcome may have been different. The point is that our independence as a nation was based on our dependence on some other nations. Even today, we're dependent on other nations for help and assistance. We're the United States, we're independent. No, we're not. And for us as the church, we definitely ought to know we're not independent. Blessed is the nation whose God is why? So you can depend on Him. As individuals, we must understand that we cannot be successful without choosing to be dependent on someone or something. You can't do it alone. You need to be dependent. Because no one, not one person anywhere on this planet that lived or ever will live that was totally independent. Jesus was dependent on God. He said, my Father speaks and I do. Father doesn't speak it, he doesn't do it. I had a conference call on Friday with two other ministers. We met them during the conference when we had Guy and the Pace here. And they were just calling because they wanted to be in the area and sit with me and Pastor Ed and just talk and start a friendship. And as we were talking, this is what came out. Because I saw dependence on God in a different light. You folks know I like analogies and things like that. Well, I believe this one will bless you. Go to Luke 24, please. I'm going to share this in the Passion Translation. Verse 45 and 49. Reads, he supernaturally unlocked their understanding to receive the revelation of the scriptures, then said to them, everything that has happened fulfilled what was prophesied of me, Christ the Messiah. Christ the Messiah was destined to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Verse 47. Now you must go into all the nations and preach repentance and forgiveness of sins so that they will turn to me. Start right here in Jerusalem. Verse 48. For you are my witnesses, and have seen for yourselves all that has transpired. And I will send the fulfillment of the Father's promise to you. So stay here in the city until the mighty power of heaven falls upon you and wraps around you. Jesus is saying, you're my witnesses. You're going to go, but you can't go alone. You have to stay here and wait until my power comes and wraps itself all around you. You can't do this by yourself. Remember that. Now in Acts 1, the King James Version, most of us know this scripture, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We are witnesses of who Christ is. We're witnesses of who God is. We have seen it. We've experienced it. We've heard it. We've talked with God about it. We've communicated via the Holy Ghost. So we're true witnesses. More than that, we're eyewitnesses. And we're expected to go, but we don't go independently. We go with the mighty one of power of heaven wrapped around us. Go back to Luke 24:49 in the Passion. And I will send the fulfillment of the Father's promise to you, so stay here in the city until the mighty power of heaven falls upon you and wraps around you. Has anyone ever heard of a witness protection plan? Jesus made it very clear to the disciples that we are his witnesses. When we take on that responsibility, and we make up our mind that we're going to go with God, period, he ushers us into his witness protection program. We need to understand that. We think we're out there on the fields all by ourselves, getting slapped one way and the other way, and we don't know what to do. We don't understand the witness protection program. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. Because since we're dependent on God, we need to know what he'll do. See, the Witness Protection Program, its purpose is to keep witnesses safe so they can testify. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of it, their testimony. As witnesses, we're called on to give testimony as to the goodness of God. Eyewitness testimony. And guess who doesn't like it? The enemy doesn't like it. See, but it tells us we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It lets us know you overcome by being dependent on God and being in his witness protection program. And I saw a lot of parallels because I stopped and I looked up witness protection program. I looked up the promises of God and I'm like, whoa, these things fit. One thing they do in a witness protection program is they change your identity. You ever heard the scripture, if any man be in Christ, he is a... old things are... and all things have become new. When you're in the witness protection program, all your old stuff is passed away. And everything else has become new. New. You're totally dependent on the details of the program, and to be successful, there can't be any independence whatsoever. Once you're in the program, you are totally dependent on the government to protect you and provide for you so that you can give testimony that will cause a favorable verdict. You have to know and follow all the rules of, and requirements of the program. See, being dependent on God means you get placed in and operate according to his witness protection program. What has come, because it says, behold, the fresh and new has come at the end of 2 Corinthians 5:17. But what was come is an independent from the forces of the devil made possible by our total dependence on God. He can't get to you when you're in Christ. And as you already heard Minister Mary Lou share, Philippians 4:19, but I'm going to share it in the Amplified Bible. My God and my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. When I was in rehab, it was very interesting. Left knee was done on Tuesday, the 18th of April. Right knee was done on the 21st, on the Friday. They didn't bother me Saturday. Sunday afternoon, they transported me to rehab hospital. I figured they were going to let me rest for a couple of days. Monday morning. Kenneth Copeland used to sing that song. Then came the morning. Okay, Reverend Carr, you got to get up. For what? Your rehab starts today. Okay. So I grabbed the walker. They said, no, you can't walk. How am I going to do rehab? They said, no, we'll push you down to the gym in the wheelchair, and they'll follow behind with the walker. Okay. They rolled me past the table, and the table had grab bars the length of the side of the table. They pushed me up to the table, and they say, okay, pull yourself up out of the chair. No problem. I grabbed hold of that bar and pulled, and nothing happened. I said, legs, you didn't hear. We're standing up. Pull. Nothing. Nothing. On the fourth attempt, my legs moved about this much. And the therapist is looking, they're smiling, stroking my shoulder. It's okay. Nobody ever can do that. I said, why do you put us through it? They said, we want to gauge where you are. My ego kicked in. And my spirit said, that's why you got yourself in trouble. You're listening to your ego. Well, I can still be mad. But I'm thinking about this, and I heard you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You tried to do this on your own. So I said, okay, want to try it? No, we're not. We'll try it again in a few days. And they took me on into the gym, and we did other things. The next morning, they're pushing me into the gym, and I'm looking at the table. I'm looking at it, and I said, stop here for a minute. And they said, are you okay? I said, I'm fine, but that table needs to be conquered. And she said, okay. Kind of shrugged her shoulders, pushed me over to the table, and she just stood back. And I'm sitting in the chair, in a wheelchair, down much lower than this. I reached up, and I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And just pulled myself right up out of the chair. The therapist was like, she pushed me and said, Reverend Carr just pulled himself up at the table. And they're like, no. Yes, he did. I said, no, I didn't. So that's what I said, no, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, I was trying to do it on my own. And I changed my confession in a hurry. Everything they asked me to do, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. They said to me, we haven't had anyone come through here and go with your pace. I'm sure you have. Said, no, all the years we've been in, no one. They said, we have to change our procedures for you. Not because Gregory Carr can do it, not because Foots could have done it, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me because I'm one of his witnesses, I'm in his program, I'm not independent. I am totally dependent on him. Stand up, Deacon Tony. God said, I'm not finished with you. There are things that are going to happen that your mind's not going to be able to understand. But know with a surety, I am not finished with you by a long shot. Go down. When you operate in dependence from God, he supplies all your need, whatever it is, wherever it is. Stop trying to do it on your own. It does not work. This country is living proof. We wanted independence from Great Britain. We couldn't do that without depending on someone else. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do all things through Christ. But we have to be totally dependent on him to do so. See, and you have to guard against your ego being stimulated. You want to be moved by your spirit, not your ego. I think it was Les Brown came here and said, ego means edging God out. Did I share that verse with no, I didn't share it with you in the Amplified Classic yet, did I? Philippians 4:13. Did I share that in the Amplified? Would you put that up? I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. So it's never a matter, can I do it? It's never a matter. You know what you need to concern yourself with? Am I called to do it? Not can I do it? Am I called to do this? If that answer is no, let it go. If the answer is no, let it go. Look at someone and say, if the answer is no, let it go. Whatever it is that you want to do, don't rely on ego. You're dependent on God. And as he go, you go. As he go, I go. Now, in the Federal Witness Protection Program, you may have to leave your, well, you do have to leave your family. And the government will come up with safe ways for you to contact your family or arrange a visit. Look at Mark 10, verse 28 to 30 in the Amplified Classic. Peter started to say to him, him being Jesus, behold, we have yielded up and abandoned everything once and for all and joined you as your disciples, siding with your party and accompanying your walking the same road that you walk. Jesus said, truly I tell you, there's no one who has given up and left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospels, who will not receive 100 times as much now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. Now listen to this. Jesus just said, even though persecutions are going to come and you're going to have to endure them, I'm going to restore 100-fold. In the midst of persecution, you'll experience 100-fold. In the midst of persecution. No one who has given up and left house or brothers or sisters or mothers or fathers or children or lands for my sake and the gospels, who will not receive 100 times as much now in this time, houses, brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the persecutions, plural. So while stuff is happening, you're still receiving. If you're totally dependent on God and you abide in his witness protection program. Even though we will endure persecution, those persecutions will not prevent us from receiving 100 times what we left. Even with the persecution. So you break your ankle. Doesn't stop God from pouring blessings on you. You get terminated from your job. Doesn't stop God from pouring blessings on you. No matter what it is, your children act up, your spouse acts up, the whole world acts up, doesn't stop God from returning to you 100 times as much. 100 times as much. Why? Because you stayed in his program. You stayed dependent on God. See, what happens with people, just like what happened with me, I allowed my ego to kick in. Something happened, so I'll just do this or I'll just do that. I thought Jesus was Lord. He is. Then why don't you check with your Lord as to what you're supposed to be doing before you do it? since he's the one that knows everything. We think everything. He knows everything. I'd rather go with what he knows than what I think. Now, listen to this one. Each witness in the protection program is assigned to U.S. Marshal. And if they're in a dangerous situation like a court appearance, they're being monitored 24/7 by the marshal. Know what God gives us? Psalm 91. Amplified Classic. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. For then, after I've leaned on him, after I'm relying on him, after I'm confidently trusting him, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanderers of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you, because you are safely snuggled in his witness protection program, because you chose dependence over independence. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High. That means because I'm in Christ, I'm in that secret place, the devil can't, not only can't he get to me, he can't find me. I'm inaccessible. Just like those in the natural witness protection plan, they can't be found. The only one that knows where they are is their protector. The only one that knows exactly where I am at all times is my Father God, because I'm in his program. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. No evil befall you. So what are we afraid of? For he will give his angels, this translation says, a special charge over you, to listen to this, to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. As that means, folks, as we yield to the dependency on God, as we yield to him, his angels have special charge over us to keep us, defend us, preserve us in every act of obedience and service. That's why I understand now why God said, I will keep you as you're doing what I tell you to do. So if I stop doing what he tells me to do, he's not obligated to keep me, because when I do that, I've stepped away from the program. Say, don't step away. They, the angels, shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread on a lion. I mean, they'll walk all over Terra, all over other kings. They'll walk all over other kingdoms. And people that try and stab you in the back. Because there's lions and adders, kings and snakes. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge, my name has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness. Trust and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him. No, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I think you want to abide within God's witness protection program and do your job as a witness. Because when are we witnesses? You ever think about that? When are we witnesses? Are you breathing? You're a witness. Wherever you are, wherever you go, no matter what condition you're in, you are a witness. When I would go to the emergency room, they say, how are you doing? I've never been better in my life. Well, you're in the emergency room. What does that have to do with anything? I'm still a witness. I'm still a witness. Reverend Carr, you have multiple blood clots in both of your lungs. Okay. Don't fight them. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Father, what do you want me to do about what they say? That's what I said. If he said to me, rebuke it, I rebuke it. When I was diagnosed with prostate cancer over 20 years ago, I didn't say, why is this happening to me? Lord, I'm your child, I'm your son, I'm doing what you're trying, what you're telling me to do. To thank you, Father, that I have this and someone didn't get it that doesn't know what to do with it. I know what to do with this. This ain't killing me. That's the position I took. Now, what do we do? And I've told you this before. I said to the Father, if you tell me to go to the Hudson River and eat 3 raw crabs, that's what I'm going to do. I may glow in the dark, but I'll be cancer-free. And he told me what to do when I did it. Simple. Now, I'm not standing in front of you and going to pretend like I always do that. I get knuckleheaditis from time to time. But I'm realizing man was not created to be independent. Before God created man, he created everything man would need. And even after doing that, he had to create woman, because he said, it's not good that man is alone. He's not making the bed. He's leaving things all over the room. I'm not saying that wives are supposed to clean up all that stuff. He knew man needed help, but he needs the right kind of help. And to receive the right kind of help, we need to understand that we cannot live independently. We must live totally dependent on God, like the song says, God and God alone. That's the only way we can be good witnesses. In the Witness Protection Program, they let you know you're never alone, which is not 100% accurate, because that marshal is available, but it's not always there. God said, let your character, in Hebrews 13:5, let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions. That's what he said. Don't be caught up in things. He said, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will not, listen to this, folks, in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? I'm an untouchable. I'm in God's witness protection program. The devil can't get to me. He can't get to me. Why do things happen? We don't always stay dependent. We decide what word we're going to use. We decide. Something comes up, we immediately go to our own understanding and start rolling out this. As we go, we get scripture keys, we get it as written, it was spoken, it was said, it was done. We get all these things, and Father's like, why don't you ask me? Ask me, I gave you all these tools, yes. But let me show you which one to use for this situation. You're worried because you have a pain in the chest. And God may tell you, go get It Is Written for my children and confess those scriptures. What does that have to do with pain in my chest? I don't know. I'm not God. But he must know because he told you to do it. So I suggest you do it. We say, Jesus, you are my Lord. And then we do things without checking in with our Lord. In the witness protection program, you have to check with your marshal before you do anything. Anything. Before you go anywhere outside of the area. Oh, yes. Something else I saw. I meant to write it down, but I didn't. In the Witness Protection Program, they ask you where you want to go. And when you tell them, they send you somewhere else. The reason they do that is because they feel if you want to go there that badly, you've mentioned it to someone else. And that person will know. We keep telling God, God, send me to Hawaii. Don't send me to Haiti. Send me to Hawaii. You keep the H in there. No, because we look at what's going on and why we say we can do all things through Christ's strength. And it's like, I don't want to have to deal with all that stuff that's going on in Haiti right now. But God may say, that's where you're needed. So you might as well get out of your head where you would want to go. And then not being honest, saying, well, I believe the Father's leading me toward this. No, you're leaning toward that. But in the witness protection, that's what they do. Where would you like to go? I want to go here, 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 here. Well, you're going over here. God, I'll go wherever you send me as long as it's someplace warm. I remember the late James Rackley, Reverend Rackley, when he was here, he told us, God sent him from the hottest spot, from the coldest spot on the earth to the hottest spot on the earth. He said, so he stopped putting in requests. Wherever you go, wherever you send me, I'll go. And I'll function, and I'll do the work you want done. But in the witness protection program, they'll ask you, but they'll send you where they know you'll be effective, where they know you'll be safe. So I want you to think about those things. We are his witnesses. We're called to give eyewitness testimony as to the goodness of God. Eyewitness, we experience it. Not something we heard, we've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That should be our focus. We need to stop focusing. We need to stop focusing on getting stuff and things, as I said earlier, and focus on reducing that number of people unsaved, especially since we say we believe Jesus is coming soon. If he came today, 3 billion people go to hell. Actually, the number's closer to 5 billion. Because there's 7 billion people on the planet, and they figure only about 3 billion are Christians. So that means the rest of people are going to hell. And if that should happen, we're going to find ourselves standing at the judgment seat of Christ, having to answer why we didn't get with the program. Happy Independence Day, United States. God bless America. But we are the church. Founded on the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And because Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and we are his church, no evil shall befall us. And the very gates of hell shall never prevail against the church. Everyone say, I am dependent totally on God. The only thing I'm independent of, the influence of the devil, because I stay in the program. Father, we thank you. We give you alone all the glory, all the honor, and every bit of the praise. Thank you for letting us know that you have the program, the only one that works for us. And all we have to do is depend totally on you, and we immediately get placed in your program where we're protected as we go forward doing the things that you called us to do. We thank you that in the ensuing days and weeks and months, you'll give us more revelation about what we heard today. And even more so, Father, that we'll move to action and not just meditate on what we heard, but act on what we heard today. In Jesus' name, amen. God shared with me and Pastor Ed, we do too much talking about things instead of doing things. So you're going to find less talk, more action. Less talk, more action. So I was going to say get ready. There's no time to get ready. You need to be ready. Because God is moving. And he's going to move where he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. I've seen you sitting and taking everything like a sponge, just soaking everything in. Don't think it's for nothing. Don't think it's for naught. Something is coming. I'm sending something that only you can handle. and it's going to be big. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Naturally, I don't know who you are because you're somewhere out there in cyberspace. But you've been asking God, you've been begging God, you've been pleading with God. What's my ministry? What am I supposed to do? Well, he answered your question today. Your ministry is to be his witness. Your ministry is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature with signs and wonderings following you. It doesn't matter that you've never laid hands on anyone, you've never done any of those things. You start right now and watch what God does. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're a faithful God. You're a faithful God. Thank you, Lord. Mary Lou, do you have something? Somebody in that section has a word. That's why I said we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear or dread. What can man do to me? The Lord is my helper, not my crying towel. He's my helper. He's my helper. And if you find yourself feeling like you have no help, just make sure you're in the right place. Sometimes he puts his help over here and you're over there. He told Abraham to go to Mount Moriah for the sacrifice. There were other mountains along the way. But at Mount Moriah was where God had the lamb. If he goes to any other mountain, he kills his son. Before we receive communion, is there anyone here? You've never received Jesus Christ as Savior. You've never asked him to be your Savior. Never confessed them. Never said that you believe that he is God's son. You never said that. Well, that's your key that will allow you into God's protection program. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So raise your hand if you want to receive Jesus Christ as Savior today. I don't see a hand in here, but there may be someone online. So we're all going to make this confession. Father, I believe Jesus is your Son. I believe he died on the cross for my sins. I believe he went to hell, stayed there 3 days in my place, and after the third day, you raised him from the dead, and he's now seated in heavenly places with you. So Jesus, I turn to you, and I ask you, come into my heart, come into my life. I turn from my past ways, as an act of repentance, and I turn towards you, and I'm asking you, make something new of me. Well, again, if you made that confession, you just got born again. So what you can do is use the contact us information and let us know that you just received Christ, you got born again today, and we're going to send you a free information packet to help you get started on your way to explain to you just who you've become in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.